Welcome to another edition of the Hick Chick Chat. I'm your host, Leah Guffey, here on precision.agwire.com. Joining me today is Nigel McKenzie with New Holland. He's the marketing manager for Combine Harvester, Combines, and Heads for the North American market. Nigel, you guys have some big news about a new combine that you've introduced for 2015.
Yes, Leah, we're very pleased to introduce a new model for us, the CR680. It's positioned underneath all our current offering, and it's really focused on smaller users running 8-row corn heads and to 30-foot direct cut heads. We feel over the last couple of years that with the movements through the Tier 4 emissions, we've gradually and steadily increased horsepower, and we've moved out of the Class 6 segment, where it's still an important part of the market, specifically within the U.S. And in the Midwest in for corn and beans. So we've effectively reintroduced a model that we took out of the offering when we put more and more power over the last couple of years.
So assuming that you've had some growers come to you and say, hey, you know, we need something just a little bit smaller than what you've had in the past?
I think that's right. What's happened, as I said, is that we've progressively added power, and we've moved a little bit out of the market, which is still a very important market. We feel it matches better their requirements. It doesn't have as much power, but it still has all the features of the bigger machines. That allows us, frankly, you know, to be positioned a little bit more competitively against some of our competitors who have smaller horsepower machines. So it also helps us to be a bit more competitive and offer something that's closer to what those customers are looking to buy.
Let's talk about some of those features, if you will. One of the big things, you know, everybody talks about is now those creature comforts that you have in the cab. Tell me a little bit about this one.
Yeah, so the CR models all received a new cab in model year 15, the Harvest Suite Ultra cab. We've moved, I would say, from what I mean, we would consider to be one of the very best cabs in the market anyway. It was certainly very well received by our customers. But we wanted to take it another step further, and so we launched, as I say, in model year 15, the Harvest Suite Ultra cab. That's the same cab on all our CR models, so that includes the new CR680. So although that customer is getting a machine that is less power, he's certainly not missing out on the creature comforts in the cab. He'll get the same cab options and the same cab spec that even the highest capacity, the CR 10.90 elevation, will get, the Class 10 machine. And really, I would say, is we are very focused on addressing the issues and concerns that our customers had raised with us over the years. And when I talk about issues and concerns, that might suggest that they were big concerns, but really they were simple things like being able to stretch their legs out more comfortably. To address that, we scalloped the storage spaces out behind the seat to allow the seat to go further back. We narrowed the steering column, so, you know, guys with big feet have a bit more space to put their feet. It's that level of changes we've made. We've really focused on looking at what they said they liked and maintaining that, and then adding features such as, again, a simple little thing, but sun visors. We now have an option that you can have sun visors on all four sides of the cab. So in late in the afternoon, particularly in northern latitudes when the sun is getting low and shining into the side, you've got a sunshade there that keeps the glare out of your eyes and allows you to see the monitor nice and clear as well. Another thing, I would add is that more and more of our customers are using multiple monitors. They're requiring more and more information. So out of the factory, we have an option that they can now take two monitors. One is mounted on the armrest. They have the opportunity to display that monitor in an arc around the right-hand console. So they can position it wherever they want, what's convenient for them. But also we've offered a second monitor now that sits at the top of the APO, so right at the roof line on the right-hand side of the cab. Those monitors, in fact, are identical. They're exactly the same monitor. They're the same monitor we put in the our high horsepower tractors, our self-propelled sprayers, our self-propelled windrowers. They're the IntelliView 4 monitor. So the customer can actually take a monitor out of his tractor and add it as a second monitor into his combine, should he wish. And he has complete flexibility about how he displays and what he displays on those monitors. They're totally independent. He can have machine functionality on the lower monitor and precision farming information or camera displays, for instance, on the top one, or he can put it the other way around and have the precision farming displays closer to him if he wishes. So that's I think a good feature that really is a direct response to customers asking for more information. And we've done it really without having to demand different screens, or the customer has to go out and purchase additional or different levels of specification. So as I said, that's the same spec all the way down to the 680 customer. So if a 680 customer wanted a backup camera, for instance, and he felt that was the best way to display that image, he could take that option from the factory, just like the customer buying a Class 10 machine. Another thing that we've really focused on was comfort, and now we have three top of the line seat options. The base level, really, it's base in the fact that we have to start somewhere, because the level of the comfort of that seat is above where we have today on our model year 14 machines. We've taken a step up a higher back seat, a lot more comfort, and then we offer two sort of premium seats, a cloth seat which has air conditioning and heating as an option. I mean, it's top of the line. It's like we have in some of the posh pickup trucks. And then we have a leather version of that seat as well. So really, creating the sort of the armchair feel of a top of the line product. And again, as I said, that seat is available to our customer on a 680 should he wish to purchase that level of comfort.
Well, driving these combines is almost like, as they used to call them, driving a Cadillac down the road. Tell me a little bit about some of the capacities that they have, maybe in comparison to one of your bigger models.
Well, as I said, the 680 really is focused on the smaller grower, someone perhaps with 1,000 to 1,500 acres of crop, who's running an 8-row corn head or a 30-foot table. So it's very much, I would say, the power, what we've done in terms of our power is matched the power to that sort of size head. A customer, running a 45-foot head on a Class 10 machine is clearly going to cover more ground in a day. Those combines are going to perhaps do something of 2,500 up to even 4,000 acres a year. So you can see it's the idea, or the CR offering really covers everybody now, from, as I say, around perhaps 1,000 acres, a little below, all the way up to somebody who's looking to harvest 4,000 acres. So it's the size and the power of the machine that determines that matches to the sort of the acreage that you're looking to cut, but clearly also the other things bear in, make considerations as well. The timeliness, the availability of time you have to harvest affects the combine you choose, and perhaps if your window of opportunity is very short, you'll go for probably a bigger machine to give you that extra capacity to get done quicker.
Of course, you guys are featuring all of the latest and greatest with your EcoBlue technology as well.
Yeah, that's right. All the model year 15 combines have the Tier 4B final solution. And we're very pleased to be able to use our in-house engine supplier, FPT Industrial, to provide the engines for us, the Cursor family of engines. The CR 6.80 has a Cursor 9, so a 9-liter engine, and as you said, it has the EcoBlue SCR solution for Tier 4B, which means that we don't recirculate any of our exhaust gases back into the engine to help clean up the emissions. That's all done in after treatment, after the engine's done its magic, and so to speak, the engine is tuned to do what it's supposed to do, and that's produce power, and we clean up with the catalyst afterwards. I mean, we add DEF or a diesel exhaust fluid to help that process, but the engine is runs as it's designed to, sucking in clean air, and we clean up afterwards. So we've seen very good reports from Tier 4A in terms of reduced fuel consumption by going back to an engine that's, if you like, breathing naturally. And we see all those advantages through our Tier 4B solution as well. Another benefit is the engine seems to react quicker. It has a quicker response. So under load, it pulls back quicker, again, because it's if you like, it's doing what it's designed to do, and we're treating the exhaust gases afterwards.
Well, Nigel, this sounds like something great for, the smaller farmer. When can they start getting in touch with their local dealer to maybe start purchasing these?
Sure. Well, we launched the CR680 in November, so dealers were able to place orders and have been placing orders since then. So customers can go and speak to their dealers immediately. We will have these units available for harvest this year. So now is as good a time as any. The programming and the pricing is very attractive at the beginning of the year. So always a good time now, early when people not so much thinking about it, but now is a good time to go to see their dealer and discuss combines, and we'll have them available for harvest this summer.
Well, that sounds great, Nigel. Anything else that I've forgotten about this machine?
No, I would say that the key thing is it has all of the features and the benefits of the twin rotor system that we sell on all our CR combines. So performance, excellent grain sample and low running costs. It's just in an engine package that's suited to the smaller grower. So he's not being disadvantaged in terms of any of the spec and the features. It's just a machine that's closer match to his requirements.
All right. He's Nigel McKenzie with New Holland, the marketing manager for combine harvesters, combines, and heads for North America and this market. I'm Leah Goffey, your host here and the Hick Chick on the Hick Chick Chat. Don't forget to follow us along on Twitter and join in the conversation on Facebook.